Welcome to this meditation on patience and allowing. This is Cassie Schindler. When we think about patience, we think about maybe its opposite, impatience, and how that feels in the body when we're waiting in traffic or waiting in a line or in a doctor's office. Any of those times when we begin to feel like we'd really like to change the moment, rush things in order to better serve us. Jon Kabat-Zinn, the creator of mindfulness-based stress reduction, reminds us when he talks about patience that in some profound way, everything in life must unfold in its own way. And when we try to rush that, we're definitely not in the present moment. The music that we'll be playing behind our meditation today is music by Stephen Halpern. Stephen does many, many renditions of self-healing music for all different types of imbalances. Some of the music that you'll be hearing today actually has subliminal messages. You can't hear them, but they're actually laced into the music, and they say things like, I am well, I am whole, making this music even more powerful than just its ability to relax you. It has a message behind it about bringing more balance and healing to the body and mind. I really do believe that patience is about allowing what's here in this moment. And there's a beautiful poem by Dana Fouts called Allow. There is no controlling life. Try corralling a lightning bolt, containing a tornado. Dam a stream and it will create a new channel. Resist and the tide will sweep you off your feet. Allow and grace will carry you to higher ground. The only safety lies in letting it all in, the wild and the weak, fear, fantasies, failures, and success. When loss rips off the doors of the heart, or sadness veils your vision with despair, the practice becomes simply bearing the truth. In the choice to let go of your known way of being, the whole world is revealed to your new eyes. In the choice to let go of your known way of being, the whole world is revealed to your new eyes. I invite you to practice patience. Practice it when you find that you're in situations that you just want to push through because they're not moving fast enough, or perhaps the people that you're having conversations with are not speaking quickly enough for you or giving you the answers you want. No matter what it is, when you feel that sense of impatience begin to rise in the body, just see if you can soften, allow what's in that moment, and move beyond that sense of wanting to be somewhere else. So let's do a meditation practice. And I invite you to find a position for your body that's comfortable for you right now. Every time you come to practice, the body might be in slightly different condition. And so maybe sitting up feels perfectly comfortable, or maybe you'd rather lie down. When you practice and you lie down, sometimes the body falls asleep, and that's your sure indication that you're tired, so maybe a nap is in order. Find a position for yourself right now that feels good. And decide whether your eyes feel like they would like to close, or maybe there's some activity going on in the eyes and you'd rather just lower the gaze. See if you can get a sense of arriving right here in this moment, the one that's showing up. You may notice that when you're attempting to be in the present moment. Some thoughts and memories and unfinished business from the past might come into play. You might notice that you're thinking forward thoughts, plans that you might have, things that you might be worried about, anticipation of something that oftentimes in that world of worry never actually happens. See if you can, as many moments as you can during this practice, stay right here. Stay right with the body. See if you can be in this moment, this new, fresh moment that presents all kinds of opportunities unless you drag things in from those different directions. Can you feel the body begin the process of relaxation? See if you can let go of any muscles that you may feel are being held tightly or rigid. Soften in those areas of the bodies that holds tension, like maybe the neck and the shoulders, parts of the back. Scan the body ever so briefly just to move down through the core of the body, the hips, the legs, the arms. Just let go if you can. And now begin this process of bringing all of your awareness and attention to your breath. Then very, very natural wave of breath that's showing up right now. There's no need to change anything about the breath. No need to count it or manipulate it. Just ride along on that wave. As if sitting on a beach, observing these waves rolling in and receding again. See if you can be the observer of your own breath. It just rolls into the body. It brings new life and it rejuvenates. And as it recedes, it takes with it that which is stale. Rest in this present moment. And just observe these waves coming and going, just breathing. If the mind drifts away, just gently come back. Just breathing. residing in this moment, allowing whatever is here breathing in new, fresh life. And as the breath leaves the body, let go. Let go of what's stale. Stay right here in this moment with this body, with this breath. And on that exhalation, let go. Let the body soften and relax as much as possible. The breath is always right here in this moment. Any time during the day or night that you want to come back to yourself, to this place, right here, right now, just follow the breath. So using the breath as an object, and now letting that breath just drift into the background, can you bring all of your awareness to sensation in the body? What can you feel? Let the object of your awareness turn toward what can be felt. Waves of sensation. Just like the breath coming and going, you can feel sensation in the body. As you rest in this world of feeling, you can pick up on subtle sensations on the surface of the skin, all the way up to stronger sensations on the surface or inside the body, all made of the same thing. See if you can turn your attention to anything that you can feel. Allow what's here right now, even if the sensations you're looking at and feeling are strong, perhaps uncomfortable in some way. Instead of turning away, turn toward. Can you explore and observe even those kinds of sensations like ache or pain in the body with some degree of curiosity and openness? as you're sitting or lying in this present moment, in this world of feeling. Maybe you can direct your attention to the head, to the face, all of those tiny muscles in the structure of the face, around the eyes, the cheek, the jaw. Allow what's here. But maybe let go. As you let go, you might feel a softening. All the muscles of the face, the jaw, the tongue. The structure of the neck and the shoulders, letting the shoulders kind of melt down if possible, as well as all the way down the arms to the tips of the fingers, the wrists and hands. Moving down the front and back and sides of the body. Letting go. If you can, just exploring what can be felt in this body as you move down over the hips and down the legs, all the way to the toes and the feet and the ankles. Just like the breath, always coming and going in waves, sensations too. And now moving to a new object, something that's an event that's always happening in every present moment. So let the breath and that world of sensation go into the background. And can you just observe what can be heard? Moving into a hearing meditation, sound waves. The sound of my voice, the sound of this music. As you rest in this present moment, tune your attention to sound. You may pick up on other sounds inside the room, outside of the space, or if you're outdoors, any number of natural sounds. Let those sounds be what tie you to this present moment. Not a distraction, just using sound instead as a way to stay right here, present, in this moment, just listening. Every note of this music intended for healing, sound healing. Let these waves of sound just roll right over you. These sound waves rolling in and rolling out again, out of your field of awareness. This sound that you hear, all of those sensations that you picked up on in the body, as well as observing the waves of breath, they teach us a lesson if we pay attention. That everything is coming and going. Everything. At a particular pace, life is changing and unfolding in every second of every day. Life just inviting us to allow as each moment unfolds. Just allow. Trust that nature knows what she's doing, delivering to us each day such a variety. Some we call pleasant, some we may call unpleasant. It's life rolling in and rolling out. Come back to just the breath now. Beginning the practice with breath, coming full circle. Can you feel the next breath that shows up in the body? Just that natural wave. Can you imagine if this breath just rolled in and filled the whole body? Imagine this wave filling the head, the neck, down the arms, all the way through the torso, all the way down the legs. And this breath sweeping the body clean. And when it recedes, it takes with it that which is stale, that which you no longer need. Each and every breath has this potential to cleanse. As you're lying in this moment, feel the connectedness of this body, exactly how it is right now. Maybe feeling some appreciation for all that the body does every day to sustain life. And with your eyes still closed or lowered, as we come to the end of this practice today, congratulate yourself. Even imagine giving yourself a hug from the inside. This practice is nothing shy of self-love and self-care. Wishing for each one of us happiness, good health, and peace that begins from the inside out.